Up, guys, welcome back to the Alan JB podcast. I'm your host, Alan JB, and I'm super thrilled to be back with you guys this week with another new episode of the Alan JB podcast. Obviously, you know, I was supposed to have some other guests on, but you know, stuff happens and we work around. But I have an amazing friend of mine on, and I'm super pumped for you guys to hear what he brings and just like the wisdom that he brings to the topic that we're going to be talking about today. And please welcome to the show my good friend.
What's up, Alan? Thanks for having me on. For those of you who don't know, my name's Ethan Padgham, freshman here at PBC, second semester. I'm ready. This be a good conversation, man.
And, yeah, so obviously, I have gotten to know you quite a bit throughout this semester. Like, we've been getting to hang out, like, quite a bit this semester. You've become kind of like my ride-along buddy. So it's been fun. So I'm super excited to just have you on the podcast. And if you don't mind, like, sharing just a little bit about your testimony for, like, the audience who might not know you or know that much about you, would you care to share just a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I was raised sort of in a church background. There was a while there where my family, we weren't going to church just because something happened with the one we were going to. I kind of grew up going to church, and I'd say from a young age, I had a really good kind of understanding on a lot of things, but I wasn't totally walking in that. You know, it was just kind of something I knew because, you know, my parents, who I love them, you know, they taught me, but it was more of me just kind of repeating everything they would tell me and not really walking it out for myself until my, what was 2020. The pastor at my church at that time had passed away from cancer, and it was just kind of one of those things reflecting. I realized he was a big mentor in my life, and he poured a lot into me that I didn't realize. And I, from that moment, I was like, I got to like kind of take this serious. You know, it was kind of a little wake-up call to take it serious. So I kind of locked in from there, and I've been, you know, that's just kind of where I'm at with my salvation and following the Lord since.
Amen. Yeah, no, obviously it's been, if I'm being honest, it's been so much fun to just like hang out with you and just learn from you. Obviously I thought I knew a lot about sports, and then I started hanging out with Ethan and I realized I don't know that much about sports.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm a big sports guy, you know, go Mariners.
Yeah, I thought I was like a diehard football fan and I knew a lot about football, and then I started hanging out with Ethan and I realized very quickly that I do not know that much about football. But learning, we're growing. It's a whole experience.
It's part of the journey, you know.
And then also Ethan is like, also let's just point out, Ethan really loves rap feuds. Like
so. I wouldn't say that. I've been very invested with this recent Kendrick Lamar and Drake beef going on right now. That's that's a little off topic, though.
He tries to get the whole dorm involved in it. I think it's pretty hilarious. But getting to the main topic that I really want to talk about today is integrity. And just like what integrity looks like and as believers. And like, I guess some questions that I really want to ask you in the realm of integrity is like, how can we as believers grow in integrity?
Yeah, no, that's good. For me personally, my integrity, to just kind of stay, you know, true morally to who I am was something that up until recently I had not really cared about. But I would say when it comes to being, with holding integrity, holding your morals true, I say the biggest thing is you can't compromise. Once you compromise with like little things, and I'm just thinking in like a real practical sense, like, you know, for example, like where I work at, it's a silly example, but like where I work at, it's like we get free, because I work at Chick-fil-A, and we get free drinks when we work. It's just a lemonade. It's like, you know, we can't have lemonade. Like we have to pay for that because it's we have to make it. It's a whole thing. People just like grab lemonade because like, oh, it's something little. And it's like, for me, it's like, no, I'm not going to do that because that's a little thing, right? That's stealing. And it's a little thing, and it may not even seem like much. But you start compromising with those little things turn into big things. Pretty soon when you're compromising with taking something small like, you know, lemonade to, you know, bigger things down the road. So I say, yeah, that's a big thing.
Next thing you know, you're lying on your practicum form.
Yeah, you're lying on your practicum form, you know, God forbid.
But no, practicum is like something that all of us PVC, for those that don't know, practicum is like all the, something that all of us PVC students have to do. But anyways, you have to take like a little test. And like, if I'm being honest, sometimes people aren't really that honest on the practicum test. And
what?
It's kind of funny to
Come
me.
Come on.
But no, and then so another question I want to ask is like, what do you think is the meaning of integrity? Because like, I think about this a lot, because obviously I've wrestled like with integrity just in my life, even as like a Christian, and what it means to like walk out integrity. So I guess like, what does integrity mean to you?
I'd say integrity is like when you there's a man of integrity. It's that ability to be true to your moral beliefs and to be honest and upright in that. So for me, that's what I would say integrity is.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. For me, it's like something, integrity to me looks like doing the right thing even when nobody is watching, you know? And obviously, because it can be so easy to like, you know, have integrity when everybody's like eyes are on you. But then I think the more important thing is like having integrity when no one is like looking.
Yeah, 100%. Because, and it's huge, I think, for us as believers, because it's, you know, we're called to be witnesses, to preach. And if I'm preaching to people, if I'm telling people like, yeah, you know, this is sin, like, you know, don't, you know, guard your eyes, protect your eyes, you know what I mean? Like, don't be sleeping around with people, that kind of stuff. But then if I have like a porn addiction, it's like, you know, like, and that comes to light, it's like everything I've just said is now thrown out the window. And we see that a lot with, you know, these mega church pastors, or even just in general, you know, where it's they're preaching this message, everyone's getting saved, it's, you know, this beautiful stuff happening at their church, but then it comes out that they had that pastor had a moral failure, and he had an affair on his wife, and then everything that, you know, then you start seeing within that church, it almost kind of crumbles. Everyone can start debasing everything that guy said over his integrity failure. So yeah, I'd agree, man. Integrity's huge.
And I guess my other question is do you think, like, obviously, because you had touched on just the aspect of, like, you know, churches crumbling and stuff, like, with pastors not having integrity. And I guess my question is it's kind of within the realm of integrity, but it's also, like, a little bit of a rabbit trail. Do you think that, like, people can rebuild integrity after they've fallen?
I mean, you can rebuild your integrity. For sure, it's your reputation that, you know, your reputation, it's easy to destroy it. It's really hard, I think, to build it back up. So I think you can, of course, I mean, there's, you know, there's conviction and there's redemption and all that. And I think, you know, through that, you can become a more integrous person, like your hold integrity more. But your reputation, the way people see you, I mean, I don't think that's going to really change.
And then, so I guess you kind of touched on it already, but do you think integrity can be woven into our everyday lives, whether it be friendships or relationships or even with how we carry ourselves in the world or workplace?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's not too much really to say on that. It's like, I think, yeah, you can. I think integrity is a very practical thing that I think we all can, you know, follow, you know, just little things with, you know, your relationships and you know, friendships, all that. And in the workplace, just being honest, you know what I mean? Not really lying on whatever it may be. Even the small things, like I said, don't compromise that. Just be true, you know, be honest, be real.
And I think the other thing, too, is that, like, and I would, like, love to get your opinion on this, but because obviously sometimes I think integrity, trying to have like walk out integrity can be kind of tough sometimes, especially when it comes to like family and, you know, when it comes to like friendships and relationships and stuff, because it's like, you know, obviously you want to protect people, you know, and so, you know, and you think by like protecting them you're having integrity, but I guess my main question is like, do you think that like when it comes to integrity that sometimes it could be really hard for people to have integrity, or do you think, like, what are your thoughts on that particular?
What do you mean by protecting people? I'm kind of lost.
I'm more just along the aspect of like, oh, you know, like for instance, if you're living in sin or whatever, if you're, you know, as you had mentioned before, that if somebody's like struggling with like a porn addiction, you know, and like they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm protecting, you know, my significant other by like keeping this to myself, you know, even though like I feel like somebody could be having integrity by like trying to protect someone else, even though they're living in sin or they're living a lie.
Well, I mean, the truth is never the easy option. It really isn't. And so I think when it comes to something like that, where it's like you're living this life of sin, and you're, I mean, like, for, I guess we'll just go on that. Like, yeah, you're addicted to porn. You're not telling your significant other. And then it's like, well, you're not, by you not telling them that, you're hurting them. And so I think when you tell them, yeah, they're going to feel hurt. They're going to feel betrayed because they were betrayed. And they have every right to feel that. But I think if you try to keep it in, the truth always has a way of coming out. It's going to come out eventually. So I think it's better for you just to be real, be upfront. Like, this is what I'm struggling with, because we all struggle. And they're going to feel hurt. They're going to feel betrayed. And then that's the first step, though, to really walk into that sort of forgiveness with that person and to rebuild that relationship. But you can't keep it hidden. If you keep it hidden, it's going to come out eventually, and it's going to be worse than if you were just to say, be upfront with what was real.
Amen. And, but yeah, so also another thing I kind of like want to ask you, like, integrity wise is like, do you think it's easier for some people to have more integrity than others?
100%. I'm not, you know, then I know there's the nature versus nurture studies. I'm not educated in that, so I'm not going to really speak on that. But I will say, like, I think how we're raised, you know what I mean? The morals that are instilled in us from a young age, I think really does determine that. I mean, for me, my parents really did do a good job of raising me to be truthful, to have integrity. And so for me, I think being integrity comes a little easier. I'm not 100% integrity all the time. You know, I've stumbled. I've lied. I'm not perfect. But for me, I feel like it does come easier. Yeah, for sure. But for me, I will say it has come easier. And I think, yeah, for some people, it comes easier than others. Some people are raised in an environment where they don't know any better. So they keep secrets. You know, they lie. They, you know, they compromise their, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I do think it's does come easier to some people because of how they're raised and how they're brought up.
And also another thing, so you're talking about like just having you know, that integrity and stuff dis instilled in you when you were younger. Do you think that kind of helped you like grow in integrity, or was it something where like you're like, okay, I feel like I really have to like grow in this, even though like it was instilled in me from a young age?
I would say, yeah, like I still obviously feel like I could grow in that. In terms of like recognizing like, yeah, I'm still weak. I don't know if I really had that where it's like, man, I really am, you know, struggling with this, in a while at least. But I will say, yeah, like I think you're constantly growing, you know, the Holy Spirit's constantly sanctifying, working through stuff with us. So I think, yeah, even if you are, you know, grew up, have really good integrity, I think you can always more, like, why not, you know?
And also another thing, do you think integrity is something that can be, is usually instilled when we're younger, or do you think that's definitely something that you can be learned, even if you're, like, older, like, in your late 30s, or, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. I think when you're, you know, I think yeah, we can definitely learn to show integrity, because I think really for like how you were brought up, how you were raised, stuff that happened, you're not responsible for that, but I think you can definitely make a choice going forward with your life of how you could walk out. You know, I think really integrity is a choice at the end of the day. So I think you could make the choice. Yeah, I'm gonna do the right thing when no one's looking, like you said. You know,
and the reason why I ask like that question is because, like, obviously sometimes you always hear about, like, oh, you know, you need to instill that kind of stuff into, like, into kids when they're young, so that way, like, it helps them when they're older, you know? So that's why I was, like, kind of more asking that question, just along the aspects of, like, do you think it's easier to learn integrity, like, when you're really young compared to when you're, like, older, like, in your 30s or 40s or how, whatever age it is?
Yeah, I think it's easier. I think it's easier to learn everything when you're younger. You know, your mind is more mushable. You know what I mean? It's molding, right?
Yeah.
And when you hit a certain point, when you get older, it's like, you know, what I believe is what I believe. You know, and how I think is how I think. So it's, to learn new stuff is definitely going to be harder. But, I mean, it's still not impossible. It's still something you can easily do. You know, nothing's really impossible in that sense, I don't think.
Yeah. And I guess my other question is what is your advice to someone to a believer who might be listening, who, you know, they kind of like wrestle with integrity and, you know, they want to grow in it, but it's like, if I mean up front, like in just being vulnerable, like here on the podcast, I think sometimes integrity is hard to like really like walk it out. So I guess my question is like, do you have any advice for, like, any believers, young or old, who are like, man, I really want to grow in integrity, but I don't even know where to start?
Yeah, I'd say start with the little things, you know? Just start trying to think of, like, you know, really just, like, I think a funny one is, like, you know, you make your bed. You know, obviously here at PBC, it's like you're being checked for that. Right, but it's like, you know, just do little stuff like that. Do
and
the like
then people
right
still
thing,
don't
like
do it.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you walk by, yeah, you walk by the trash can. It's overflowing. Take the trash can out. You're not gonna get a reward for it. No one's gonna come pat you on the back. But you're doing the right thing. And I think you do those little things. I think eventually that will kind of build practices that lead to, you know, more bigger things, which eventually lead to you walking a life with more integrity.
And I think the other thing about that too, you're talking about like just the aspect of like, you know, making sure, like even here in the dorms, making sure dorm duties get done. I think that's really important, especially like, because obviously I'm sure there's so many people here on the PBC campus who like want to be married one day. And I think having integrity to do your dorm duty is a big part of that. And like, obviously I've had to learn that, like being on campus, because, you know, obviously like, because before I came to PBC, I was, like, living with my grandma, and I was like, doing a lot of stuff, but if I'm being honest, like, when I was younger, like, my family, my dad and my dad's girlfriends and stuff at the time, they were always the one doing the dishes, they were always the one, like, you know, taking the trash out, like, so I just never had to do any of that, like, that wasn't something that I really had to, like, learn. Until I moved in my grandma, and obviously like started coming to PBC and doing my discipleship program from back home. Like, I didn't have to do all that stuff until I started getting involved in those, and then like I started getting graded on that stuff.
Yeah, I can relate to that actually. You know, but before I came here, I was really bad when it came to chores and stuff. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I would avoid it. I mean, heck, even like right now, my room back home is kind of a mess because I haven't really been able to.
Shout out to Ethan's parents.
Yeah, I haven't really been able to attend to that. But I will say, you know, you come here and you definitely, yeah, the dorm duties, I think they're great because it is, you know, and it does make you more conscious too of like, it's not my room. Like, you know, I have a roommate, you know. You know, shout out Parker. I have a
shout
roommate.
Shout out Parker Wall.
Yeah. And so, it just kind of breeds that accountability to kind of, you know, clean up after yourself. And I think, yeah, down the road, I want to get married one day. And I think my wife would appreciate that, you know, that I clean up after myself and I, you know, take care of other stuff that needs to be taken care of.
And do you think, because we referenced having, like, roommates here in the dorms. And do you think sometimes, like, when it comes to integrity, and we bring the hard-hitting questions here on the LNGB podcast, and so don't come at me. But do you think that, how do I phrase this? Do you think that, like, when it comes to having roommates, like, you know, integrity can either be, do you think integrity can be either be elevated, or do you think it can kind of become, like, if I'm being honest, a hindrance? Like, yeah.
That's a good question, because I think, because really, I mean, if your integrity, it's like, I think it can kind of show, you know what I mean? Like, if you're not, at the end of the day, if you're not, you know, taking, cleaning up after yourself and doing, you know, doing this, you know, your room's a mess, it's going to show. So I think if you have weak integrity, or if you have strong integrity, I think it will kind of, I think it's going to kind of show, really, when you put yourself in that small of a room with another person, you know? So I think that, yeah, I think it'll show. I think it's definitely, like, I don't know if I'd say it would be a hindrance. I'd say honest, or even, you know, makes you stronger in it. I think, yeah, it's just going to show. So I think it's going to give you an idea of, I need to work on this. You know, I need to work on that integrity. And it really is a humbling thing. You have to really humble yourself, I think, before you can say, oh, yeah, I need to work on my integrity, you know?
And do you think, and I don't know, for me, like, because obviously I started out, like, the beginning of the semester with, like, a roommate. And then, obviously, I had a roommate in the fall. But I think, like, for me, it was, like, shout out Colton. But I think for me, it was, like, something that I kind of was already working on, like, well before I came back to PBC. Like, because, obviously, it was, like, it was also one of those things when I was here before. I was just, like, obviously, and another question, do you think that mental health sometimes, like, can affect, like, integrity? You know, just, like, if you're not in the best headspace, you know, do you think that can have, like, an effect on integrity?
Sort of. I'm going to get a lot of hate for this, but I think your mental health could also be used as an excuse. I think a lot of people use it as an excuse, where it's like, I'm feeling depressed or whatever, which is a real thing. I don't want to discredit someone for feeling depressed, but it's like, you know, you can choose though to still kind of show integrity and, you know, get help. And I really think, honestly, if you do have integrity, you're going to get help. And I think it'll actually help with some mental problems. Obviously I don't want to try to sound insensitive when I'm saying that, but that's something I kind of hold. And, you know, I'll admit, I don't totally know a whole lot about mental health kind of stuff. So
we don't restrict, you know, people's views here on the Alan podcast. Don't cancel us. But no, yeah, because I don't know, because I asked that question because when I was here before, I think I wrestled with integrity a lot, just on the basis of, like, you know, obviously when you're spiraling, you don't think of, like, a lot of that kind of stuff. You know, you're literally just trying to get by, and, like, no matter what that looks like, even for me, you know, I, like, being honest, there was quite a few times where, you know, I wasn't always totally honest, like, when it comes to, you know, just, like, book reports and, you know, like, a lot of that stuff. You know, obviously, I've grown in that area, but, like, I think a lot of times, yeah, it was just so hard to, like, be honest, because I was, like, I just saw it as, like, another checklist of, like, you know, things that I need to get done to pass my classes. And so I think, you know, and so that's why I asked you that question of, like, do you think, like, on the question of integrity, of, like, why I asked you that question.
Yeah, I think it was kind of funny too, though. It's like, you know, when it comes to your, you know, reading reports and stuff here, it's like, it is just a box, you know. And so really, but who are you cheating? You know what I'm saying? You're not cheating the system. You're cheating yourself.
Wow.
Right? Because you're not getting the full understanding, the full depth of really what's trying to be taught to you here. Yeah. So I think, yeah, with your integrity, I mean, you're just going to cheat yourself at the end of the day. It's going to be you missing out.
And also, the other thing, too, is, like, a lot of us pay so much money to be here. That's the other thing, too, is, like, you know, as you were saying, like, you're kind of just cheating yourself, like, you know. And I think that's a hard part, like, for me, is like, you know, literally, you're the one that's paying all this money to be here. Like, I'm not paying for you to be here, you know, like, you're paying for yourself to be here. So I think, and the whole, like, old cliche of, like, you get out what you put in, kind of, which, obviously, people use that phrase a lot here at PBC, you know, you get out what you put in, but it's so true, you know, like,
very true, I agree.
Yeah, it's super true, you know, you get out what you put in, and, you know, and I think integrity is a big part of that, because it's like, okay, you know, and just, we love our one-liners here on the Alan JB podcast, But, you know, not only are you cheating yourself, but you're cheating God. Because it's like, God called you to be here, you know, and he, like, for some people, me especially, like, the Lord, you know, moved heaven and earth to get me back here. And so, yeah, so I think that's, like, one thing to always think about as well, you know, just when it comes to integrity. And I don't know if you have anything else you want to add.
Yeah, no, I think I agree with that. You know, when you're cheating yourself, you're really cheating kind of what God has in plan for you. And I think, I mean, like, why would you want to do that? Like, you know, like, I know it's something so little, like, you know, it's really the little things of integrity. But, yeah, if you're cheating yourself, you're cheating God, it's sin. I mean, realistically, that'd be sin at the end of the day. Yeah. You're walking in sin.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, do you think also... I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. What do you think is the sole cause of, like, you know, whether it be believers or non-believers, like, lacking integrity in their everyday life?
I mean, obviously, like, the sole cause is Adam and Eve sinning, letting sin in the world. But I think when it comes to, like, in a more, you know, personal thing for person to person, I think it's just kind of that. I think there's a little bit of fear, you know, where it's like, I don't want to do this because I'm scared I'd screw it up or whatever. Or that kind of laziness, really. There's a lot of laziness where it's like, I don't want to, you know, do the right thing. I don't want to read right now because I'm tired. And, you know, last semester, I did that a lot. Like, it was like, I did not do most of my readings. And I want to say sorry to my professors now. I didn't do a lot of my readings. Because I was just tired. I was like, I don't want to do this right now. I just got off work. You know, I want to relax. And, yeah, like, at the end of the day, like...
Bro, that's so real. That's so real.
So I think that's a big thing for people. Is they're just lazy, you know?
Oh, bro, that might get us canceled. All jokes aside. But, no, so as we begin to slowly kind of, like, wrap up the episode... What advice do you have for people who, like, want to grow? Because obviously, I think, if I'm being honest as well, I think integrity and, like, discipline and self-discipline can go together. And so, I guess my question is, like, what advice? And then, obviously, I'll answer it to you. But I guess my question is, what advice do you have for believers or unbelievers who may be wanting to grow in discipline and even grow in integrity? I guess discipline is the big one.
I'd say for discipline, do everything on, you know, do everything to your best onto the Lord, right? Like, really, like, you feel like no one's watching you. It's like, you really got to kind of understand it. Like, yeah, God's right. Like, God's watching you. God sees everything. He's all-knowing. So just do your best, you know, strive to be your best. And, you know, with disciplines and stuff, I mean, really for a lot of your personal disciplines, it's like, at the end of the day, I mean, you got to care about, you got to care. It's like, how to explain it? It's like your body's a temple, right? So you got to eat, right? Wow. You know, you got to have discipline in working out, discipline in eating the right foods, right? Your mind's a temple. You have discipline in reading,
wow,
right? You know what I mean? Because your body is a temple. Like, you know, this is the temple that we have. So it's like you want to have, do be doing the right reading stuff to really grow in that. And I think, yeah, when you have that discipline, you're devoting, I think, yourself to the Lord in that.
Yeah, I think, and my advice to any believer or unbeliever listening to this podcast, which if you're an unbeliever, I hope you're listening, because, you know, I think a lot of the things that we talk about here on the podcast will really be beneficial, and I think it would really help you and come to know Jesus. But so yeah, I guess my advice would be, you know, and we already touched on it, just the aspect of, like, you know, like, having integrity and having self-discipline when no one is watching, and, you know, and making sure, like, you know, when it comes to self-discipline, like, you're knowing your strengths and your weaknesses. You know, because as you were talking about earlier, you know, just like the aspect of, like, you know, having a roommate here on campus, you know, and just, like, being like, okay, I'm, I I have a weakness in this area and I need to like to grow it. And I think that's like one of the biggest things. And integrity is like in discipline and self-discipline, especially the same way, you know, like especially say, for instance, you're going to the gym and like, you know, you're not going to see results the first day that you go to the gym. You know, it's not like, okay, I picked up a 20 or a 10 or 20 pound weight and then I like did curls one day and now, you know, I don't need to work out anymore because I'm like, I feel like I gained a lot of muscle, which that's not the case. You know, like there's a lot that goes into it. Like you have to diet, you have to, you know, like you actually have to self-discipline yourself to keep going to the gym and keep working out in order to see this. You know, to keep working out. Even since the Bible, to like work out your faith with fear and trembling. And so, yeah, I think that's like the best thing that I can kind of explain or advice wise is to, you know, make sure that you're, you know, like when it comes to self-discipline, that you are, you know, maintaining, keeping it up and like continuing to walk it out daily. And I guess my last question that I want to ask, and I ask all my guests on the podcast, like every guest that comes on, and some guests' questions or answers are different. But I guess my question is what's next for Ethan Patcham?
I got some homework I got to get done. I mean, really, I don't know. Like short term, it's like I'm just trying to, like right now, short term, it's like I just want to, you know, kind of get school done here. And just really be able to grow deeper, you know, with the God that I serve and I love. I just want to be able to grow deeper in communion and relationship with Him. Longer term, I mean, I don't totally 100%, you know, have any of the details kind of worked out.
Engagement.
I mean, I don't know. I don't want to push it too hard. That is definitely something that though that is on my mind. But like right now, it's just really just, I'm in just kind of surrender, you know, right now. It's like,
amen.
Whatever's next, God, like, you know, you got me here. I can trust that you'll get me, you know, 10 years, 15 years now down the road.
Wow,
so,
that's
yeah.
So good. Maybe 4 years at PPC.
Maybe 4 years at PPC. I don't know. We'll see what the money's like.
But, yeah, going back to Chick-fil-A, maybe.
Yeah, next fall, you never know. Some good people there.
Chick-fil-A sat shut down here in Portland that day.
For three weeks.
But anyways, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much, Ethan, for coming on. I really appreciate it. Like, you know, I know it was like super last second. Like, yeah, it was last minute. Obviously, you rolled the punches. So I appreciate you coming on. And yeah, I know it was a spur of the moment thing. Hopefully, we'll have to get you back on and, you know, give you more of a heads up. But, yeah, anyways, that is it for this episode of the Alan JB Podcast. And I will see you guys real soon. We out.